Wrangell's police department received a lot of public support at a June 29th webcast forum. Police Chief Tom Radke says he sees ways his officers can do even better.
I think you've got a very young, inexperienced department that's really looking to learn and be an active member of the community. And I think that that says a lot about the community, about the people that you've hired. And I think there's a lot of potential here to develop a good relationship with the community and moving forward.
He also says he's been in conversation with the city manager about creating a level of civilian oversight.
The idea of a community police committee. And, you know, we're still looking for a mission statement. We're looking for what, you know, a relationship with the community that you know, we're your police department. So, you know, let's work together. And I think that's important, that guidance and that connection to have independent review. I think we're open to it. We just want to be able to build that bridge to it.
He also says the department is looking at outfitting officers with body cams, but that would be something the city would need to be willing to shell out for. Most of those who spoke at the forum praised Wrangell's police officers. Here's former Mayor Don McConaughey.
I just wanted to make a statement. I'm saying I am 100% in favor and in support of our police department. And I think I personally, over the years, they have done a wonderful job. They've even given me a ticket, you know, and that never bothered me even a little bit.
Mike Lockabee says he's lived in Wrangell most of his adult life, nearly 40 years. He once served as a reserve officer, backing up Wrangell police as a volunteer. He says he doesn't see systemic racism as an issue in Wrangell.
I don't see it. I think it's something we all have to be on guard of, especially in the hysteria of late across the nation. I'm not saying it doesn't exist in other places, but I don't see it here, and I've never really seen it. I see all backgrounds interacting together all the time.
But in Wrangell, as in communities across the state, some residents are choosing to be proactive. Valerie Massey attended a candlelit demonstration in Wrangell last month in solidarity with the nation's victims of police brutality. She acknowledges that police in Wrangell appear willing to open a dialogue. Reading from prepared remarks, she says she's glad so many people have had positive experiences with law enforcement.
At the same time, I hope that anyone who experiences racism in town or anywhere, whether it is via policing, education, financing, employment, housing, etc., can be heard and listened to, and that changes can be approached with care instead of denial or anger.
Police Chief Radke says anyone that feels they've had their rights violated by police officers should come forward, but he warned residents not to make groundless claims.
I encourage internal affairs complaints because I know we're doing things right and I want to verify we're doing things right. And so I take it to heart if somebody comes in and makes a false statement or accuses an officer of something that just didn't happen. I am one that believes that that needs to be forwarded on to the district attorney for charging of making a false report. I think it is a two-way street, and I do want to hold my officers accountable. I also want to hold other people accountable.
During the meeting, the police chief says all incidents of police using force are reported to the state and feds. He later corrected himself, saying use of force is only reported to the FBI, which created a voluntary national database last year. I'm Jacob Resnick reporting.